Today, a federal appeals court ruled against an Oregon man who's trying to leave the National Guard. Sergeant Emiliano Santiago served the 8 years he signed up for, and he says the government's order to extend his service involuntarily and send him to Afghanistan is a breach of contract. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
Santiago's complaint hinged on the government's stop-loss policy, which gives the Pentagon the power to keep personnel in the military past their end-of-service date. In Santiago's case, his 8-year contract was about to expire just as his unit got notice that it was going to Afghanistan. His lawyer, Stephen Goldberg, says there's nothing illegal about the policy. After all, it's been on the books for 2 decades. But he told the court that the National Guard should have warned Santiago about stop loss when he was recruited.
We have an 18-year-old kid. We have the U.S. government. He's signing a contract. Every provision, every eventuality for his contract being extended is listed in that contract except one. To expect that an 18-year-old kid is going to read this contract and say, oh, I better go out and read the United States Code to see if there's another provision that might apply to me, I think is really unreasonable.
But the 3-judge panel seems to have rejected the idea that an enlistment contract is like an employment agreement in the civilian world. There was more sympathy for the argument offered by the government's lawyer, Thomas Byron, who told the court it would be better to avoid the word contract altogether. He says the document signed by new recruits is subject to the military's changing needs and policies.
It says that it's for a term of 8 years, to be sure, but it doesn't say that he's promised he will be released on any certain date.
Byron said this is in keeping with Congress's intent when it passed the stop-loss law, to make sure the president can rely on cohesive military units at a time of war.
Sergeant Santiago's unit is now in Afghanistan making final preparations for operations that they are undertaking there, and that Captain Duran, the commander of that unit, has affirmatively emphasized in the record of this case that Sergeant Santiago is critical to those operations.
Sitting in the gallery with his family, Santiago grimaced at the government's assertion that he's critical to his unit. During a break in the hearing, he explained that his main job with the Guard is refueling helicopters.
There's no critical skills that you need to go and fuel aircraft. It's just hoses and turn on the pump and fill it up.
The ruling is a blow to Santiago's supporters, many of whom have family members in the military who've been kept on longer than they expected because of the stop-loss policy. He also had the support of local activists who say President Bush has improperly used the national emergency he declared after 9/11 to keep up troop strength for the invasion and occupation of Iraq. But the judges today were quick to knock down the hope that they'd get dragged into the politics of the war. When Santiago's lawyer argued that stop-loss hurts recruitment, Judge Richard Tallman cut him off.
Isn't that the problem for the executive branch and for Congress? I mean, that's certainly a valid consideration and a risk here that it will have an adverse impact on military recruiting,
But we're not legislators.
You're making an argument.
Santiago has not yet decided whether to appeal his case to the full Ninth Circuit. The court denied his request to stay in the U.S. while the case is pending, so it appears he has no choice but to follow orders and join his unit in Afghanistan in 2 days' time. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.